It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure and make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal. And I'm now inside your skull. The Doctor's Appointment, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Thanks for seeing me so quickly, Doctor. I'm physically tired, but okay. Work life, no problems. Real life, well, I'm not sleeping well. I'm actually scared to sleep. I know most people go through a phase of experiencing reoccurring dreams, but mine are seeping into reality. I wake up and it's like the dream has happened. 20 years ago, when I was with my first love, Michelle, she was a pretty little thing. I messed it up because I went with an older girl. I can still smell her bad breath. It started as a flirt and escalated, then ended very quickly. I told Michelle what I did because I felt so guilty, and I remember seeing her tears, and she fell to her knees and broke down. She was so upset, and I recall it like it's happening now, and I remember every detail. We're in love, and I messed up. It affected me so much. I've never two-timed, double-dated a girl since. It's crazy how something I did so long ago has had such a last-long effect on me. The repeated dreams I have experienced have been about me trying to find her and say sorry for being such a prat. And that I've grown into being a decent bloke now. And I just want to talk about the memories from our teenage years, because there's no one I'm friends with from that time of my life. And she was the only genuine person I just wish I kept in contact with. I can never find her in my dreams, though I've come close, and the frustration is unbearable. I've even tried to read a book before bedtime to slow my brain down, but that doesn't work. The last time I saw her all those years ago, we met after some time after we split, and she had self-harm. She had shallow cuts to her wrists. She was trying to get attention, I know that now, and the older I've got, my instinct told me it was possible her dad may have done terrible things to her. The other thing that's sad is that she stayed in the same town all her life, where as I moved away as soon as I could to live in the big city. I read somewhere, if you dream about someone, they're also dreaming or even thinking about you. A mutual friend from years ago tracked me down online and sent me a message that Michelle had passed away 2 months ago. A heart attack from running in a park race. She passed away about the time my dreams have been getting more vivid and disturbing. I'm no longer trying to find her to say sorry in my dreams. I'm now trying to run away from her hunting for me. And I'm absolutely terrified. Please, Doctor, what can I do? Is there any medication that can end this never-ending cycle? Oh, Doctor, my head hurts. I don't feel very well.
I'm inside him now, Doctor. Now I'm dead, I'll rest dormant in his throat. His coughing will stop only when I'm exploring his stomach. Spirits need to eat. I'll continue to have the starring role in his dreams. During daylight, I'll make my way up and scuttle around in his forehead until his nose bleeds. I'll never leave until he takes a blade and cuts deep across his throat. Then he'll join me here in heaven.
The Doctor's Appointment, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.